out and down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, which is the daily Bible of what's going on in the world of talk radio, the information from news talk radio stations that is gleaned by listening to, monitoring, hearing what's going on by the subject matter for the stories, the charts that are put together. And we have Michael here to review what's gone on this past week, the week of October 22nd to 26th, from number 10 to number 1. Michael, it's all yours.
Yeah, here is the way the stories stack up on talk radio this week. We have at number 10, National Football League action. At number 9, we have Lance Armstrong stripped of just about every honor he's ever had. At number 8, the World Series. At number 7, the financial markets and their activity. At number 6, Iran's nuclear ambitions. At number 5, the threat of Hurricane Sandy that has everybody in the East Coast all crazy. At number 4, the Murdoch rape comments. At number 3, the aftermath of the presidential debates. Still analyzing, spinning, and bickering over who won the debates. At number 2, the Benghazi attack controversy. And at number 1, an obsession with the presidential race polls as we come down to the home stretch in a very exciting presidential race. The people being talked about this past week include at number 10, Lance Armstrong. At number 9, Ann Romney and Michelle Obama. At number 8, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 7, Richard Murdoch. And number 6, Bob Schieffer. Hillary Clinton at 5, Paul Ryan at 4. Number 3 is Joe Biden, number 2 is Mitt Romney, and number 1 is Barack Obama. That's a very interesting week.
You know, one of the things that you talk about is perception, how people, as they listen to conversations on news talk radio stations, pull away different ideas. And one of the things that's grabbed people this week with regard to the presidential race itself is the suggestion that, and it's apparently a fairly real one, Michael, that neither of the two candidates can get a majority. They'll both show up with 269 electoral votes, and it's thrown into the House and the Senate. So Romney would become president. Joe Biden would be vice president. Wouldn't that be an interesting reality for a lot of our talk radio folks?
That would be kind of interesting, yeah. Yeah. It's funny how peculiarities of our electoral system have all kinds of strange things. I never thought I would see the day when we would have a popular vote be different than the electoral vote. We saw that in 2000.
Yep.
And I remember everybody always used to say, whoa, if that ever happened. I remember through the 50s and the 60s. I mean, it had happened in the far past, but it hadn't happened in modern times. And I always remember people saying, if that ever happens, that'll be the end of the electoral college. There'll be outrage in the country. People will be demanding, you know, that we relook at that. And yet,
Nothing. Because people don't understand. That's another great talk radio discussion. People don't even understand how the system works. We had somebody call this program last week, and this was a mature adult who asked about the when we were talking about electoral college, this person didn't know what we were talking about. Well, what does it mean, the electoral college? I'm voting for Romney. Well, it means that your vote may or may not count. In reality, that's a great discussion topic. The fact that there are television shows on at 6 o'clock at night predicting who the next president is going to be on the East Coast when the people on the West Coast haven't even voted yet. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. There are these people that are opening ballots in Ohio and saying all these votes have gone to Mr. Obama. How the hell is that fair? And where is the discussion of that?
Well, the whole electoral system, right down to controversy over whether or not there is voter fraud, and how to remedy it if it is a problem.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it's
right.
Enough to pull your hair out.
It is.
It's very troubling.
Yeah.
And you know, when people just become resigned to the system, you know, that you can't fight City Hall. This is the system, and then you start to play to the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a system that is ineffective, that is subject to all sorts of crazy possibilities, such as the one you cited before with President Romney and Vice President Biden. It's very troubling that people are so willing to just settle for something and play to rules that don't work. I think that the reason that we had that electoral college was for another time and another place.
Yeah, it was.
And,
it was when they had to take a stagecoach to get to Washington,
mm-hmm.
And put their votes together. They represented the people that were voting in those states. This is, talk about ridiculous.
And also it was to prevent any one state from dominating other states. It protected small states so that they would have some kind of a role in the whole situation. Be that as it may, it doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
That somebody could receive most of the votes in this nation, which is becoming increasingly a community unto itself, and not be elected president.
Yeah, it's not good. Now, there are conflicting reports. One of the stories this week on our chart, the number five issue or item, has to do with Hurricane Sandy, which no longer is really a hurricane. But the way that it's presented, I wonder if you have a view of how we sometimes, and I happen to have done this myself on my radio program, took some audio from a couple of networks, the Weather Channel and Fox News, that were playing this like it was the end of the world, like a catastrophe that has never been seen or heard before. And it frankly really ticked me off.
Mm.
And so I wonder, in terms of presenting, when people ask you at seminars, what responsibility does News Talk Radio have to present information? You always say, well, you got to present the truth. Well, there's a spin. There's a way you think and say things that also is a part of this, is it not?
Well, yes. And I find it slightly amusing and slightly troubling. Again, some of these things are so bizarre that you have to throw your hands up and laugh. The way the Weather Channel and the way weather broadcasts turn this into high drama and use hyperbole so easily. It seems to me, I mean, look, a storm is dangerous and it does cost millions and people do die.
Yeah.
And I don't want to diminish the importance of preparedness. But it seems to me over the last 25 years, I remember at least five, maybe six or seven storms being described as the storm of the century. Now, how long is a century now? A year? 2 years?
Yeah.
We have an awful lot of storms of the century. And this thing is being described as potentially, but of course that's a strong word, potentially, the most devastating storm in modern times.
Nonsense.
We've had an awful lot of those.
Well, where you are in Springfield, Massachusetts, you'll be lucky, according to now the newest, this thing changes every 12 hours. And so now you may have 30-mile-an-hour winds. Yesterday at this time, you were going to get 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
And the maps keep changing, which we all understand, and people might be better educated, and it might be more fun to learn about how this works. But to scare the hell out of everybody, it seems to me, is extraordinarily irresponsible.
Well, it sells a lot of stuff at the supermarket.
Yeah, it does.
It sells a lot of food. People stock up for years. And, hey, look, if you were the programming people at the Weather Channel, wouldn't you love stuff like this? I mean, they live for this. I mean, people watch the Weather Channel with, you know, great anticipation.
Yeah,
don't you love the way those hurricanes are depicted on the weather? Not just the Weather Channel, but like where's it going? It's going up, it's going down, it's going up, it's going down. Some pictures of it covers like a giant swath of the earth. Another place, it's a little pinpoint. It's, you know, I don't know. I don't understand.
Weather calamities now to discuss. Michael Harrison here as we continue our overview of what's going on, the hot stories, the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, the daily overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. One of the things that there is continuing in the session that we had with you a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, the subject matter of who replaces Rush Limbaugh. We were talking about hosts that have been around for a while and what happens. There was considerable discussion about Neil Bortz leaving in January after the new president is sworn in and he's going to be replaced by Mr. Kane. And is that good? Is that, I mean, Kane's as old almost. And Bortz would give us a punch if he, well, I mean, he's 70 something. And I think he's just had enough. So Kane comes in, and he's not much younger. The young guns, as you describe them at Talkers.com, where the heck are they?
Well, there aren't too many of them. Talk radio, well, you know, talk radio kind of requires that you have some experience in life.
So are the younger guys not that good?
Well, it's an older medium, and you know, we're talking about two things. You know, we're the young people, but what's wrong? The other issue is what's wrong with having a medium for people 50, 60 years old? I mean, these people are not dead. You know,
well, the discrimination from the advertising agencies.
There's a huge advertising discrimination. Advertising in America discriminates against two types of people. It discriminates against people who are mature, and it discriminates against people who are poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that really determines why we have so much entertainment geared to young people and geared to poor, to rich people. Mm-hmm. So that's the bigger problem in my mind. But hosts don't sound very good on the long term if they don't have some experience under their belt. And I think that's why they tend to be older.
Yeah. Well, I think that under the circumstances, it is really kind of interesting to look around, see who's getting success still, some of the things that get shuffled around, what people's preferences are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a lot of that information as well at talkers.com, TALKERS.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers and the talkers.com website, is here every week to go through the hot hits and the people that are making conversation here on the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat.
The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week he visits with us to take a look at some of the stories. Well, I don't know if look is the right word because it's not a television program, but he examines for us the relevance in terms of the legal aspects of some of these stories. And I guess I would first, I mean, we've gone back and forth on this Lance Armstrong thing over and over and over again, Steve. I just don't get why people are still focused on this. What is there new here? What new legal action can he take or somebody else take against him? Isn't it over?
Doug, I think that's interesting. Lance Armstrong had run in the Boston Marathon a couple of years ago, and they took away his time in that. Now,
really?
You know, he's an amateur runner. It's nothing major. It's like, okay, isn't that a little bit of piling on? You know, he's lost his sponsors, and the sponsors are well within their rights to do that. They have within their contracts provisions for terminating the contracts on grounds like these. He decided not to further appeal, and makes sense. The evidence was pretty overwhelming. He lost his victories that were taken by the governing bodies, but it is over. I think it's kind of a hangover of the fact that, you know, here was a guy that had been turned into such an incredible hero, and we love to build up heroes, and then we love to knock them down. Yeah. So doesn't seem to be much question that he took a variety of performance-enhancing drugs.
So did everybody else.
Well, you know, that's, to me, the most interesting thing is when the Tour de France took away 7 victories from him, they declared no victor. They didn't take the next person and elevate them to the winner, and I truly believe that part of the reason of that is, like you said, particularly in cycling, you know, the performance-enhancing drugs have been rampant, and they probably would have had to take it away from the next person or two.
Yeah, or one would wonder why they even bother to have these races, unless they check for steroids to make everybody, if you take them, everybody ought to be allowed to take them, and you don't have a discussion about it. Like the Olympics, they check for drugs. A lot of professional sports, they say they check for drugs, but do they really? It doesn't appear to be.
But you know what's interesting, too, is the, and I talked once with the head of the World Doping Association, and he was saying how the cheaters are always a bit ahead, and the drug people and the drug testers are always catching up. In the Moscow Olympics, there was not a single athlete that was disqualified, but they preserved the sample so that years later, as the tests get more sophisticated, they can apply find them. They did it there, and they found dozens of athletes who should have been disqualified.
Mm-hmm. Should, the operable word.
Yeah, they didn't bother.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the author of 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in the Digital Age. A lot of scams are happening. The number one story this week, the presidential race, scams happening, trying to keep people from voting. In fact, in Florida, Virginia, Indiana, some people are getting phone calls instructing them not to vote on election day, but instead to vote by phone. So what does one do about that?
Yeah, you'd like to find out where it's coming. And this is something that is also dramatically increased, particularly in, you mentioned Florida and Hispanic communities. They have been getting emails as well and phone calls or telling them that they vote on November 8th,
right,
you know, days after the election.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that really is abhorrent, and I would love to see the Justice Department do more about it. For, you know, the rest of us, there are scams regarding the election. There are people that are, scammers are taking advantage of this, identity thieves calling people up saying they're from the registrar's office and you are not registered. But if you say that this is a mistake, we can just confirm your information. They ask you your social security number. You give it to them and you become a victim of identity theft. Or contributing to a candidate, and it never goes to the candidate. It goes to this person who just says they're from the candidate or the party.
Yeah, pretty. That's really outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
And it goes on. It has been going on. And whether they get to it in time, and then, however, it's assessed, somebody should know. Yeah. The other thing that people are thinking about with regard to election is the whether it's legal, the fairness, the constitutionality of people voting early, and the information being released to the news media. It seems to me it's the same as having on election night at 7 o'clock on the East Coast, people say, oh, this guy's the winner, when the people on the West Coast have another 3 hours to vote. So how is this not something that can be the subject of a major class action lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission?
Yeah, you know, I find that very interesting as well, because as you said, we do have rules in place now that until they do not announce the presidential election numbers until the West Coast has had a chance to vote. And here, the early voting, I think, is a terrific idea to make it easier for people to do it than just one day. But the idea of releasing those numbers, which absolutely can influence the election, that seems to me to be outrageous. And I do think, as you say, there are grounds for legal action, or at least for legislation on that, because it truly demeans and influences the process.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes down whatever. There are too many filters on all of this stuff. Let people vote and let them express themselves, and everybody should stay the heck out of it.
Yep.
Even J.J. Wiseman, check his scamicide.com website to protect yourself from any number of things we've talked about here, but that may be out in the general marketplace. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with our featured Talk Radio host of the week. Andy Caldwell is from AM 1440 KUHL, the information station in Santa Maria, California, and hosts the Andy Caldwell Show every afternoon from noon until 5 on that station. We're going to talk with him about him, his career, because it's always interesting to get to know a little bit more about the talk radio hosts and some of the stations that carry this program. But in general, I have said, Andy, frequently that we don't have a lot of younger talent, the so-called farm team. There is emphasis. I was talking earlier about how Neil Bortz is retiring, and he's in his 70s, and he's being replaced by a guy in his 60s named Herman Cain. You got to wonder sometimes. Maybe you do out loud, or maybe you don't, but I'm wondering, as a younger member of our profession, how did you get started, and what do you feel about your future in this business? Because it's a tough gig, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is, Doug, and thank you for having me on the show. I don't think I could do this as a day job. I'm one of these guys that started. I'm a government watchdog by profession, and right. We felt we couldn't rely on the regular media to get the word out about what was really going on. So we created a once-a-week half-hour broadcast about 18 years ago, and that morphed into a daily show about 5 years ago. You know, I'm no spring chicken. I'm in my 50s.
Oh, you sound like you're in your 30s, so there you go. But you're a young, fresh voice that we haven't heard on this program before, and we monitor lots of stations to get a lot of input in, so I'll still give you credit for being a you're younger than me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, anyway, your program now focuses on what?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. We mix local, state, national, and even the international news. We mix in stories about regulations and taxes and, the economy in general. But we also do issues relating to crime, energy, politics. We try to really mix it up because I find that at least some of the nationally syndicated shows, it's the same thing every day.
Yep.
And so I try to do something different every day, but we have recurring themes and subjects.
Yeah. One of the things that I was interested in as we go through our top topics, our top stories that are in the number 1 to 10 slot, I always wonder when I'm talking to local hosts what the top 10 are, if you have 10, or what the hot issues are, because people listening around the country would be curious. Santa Maria is a fairly well-to-do area in California. It's a neat, actually quite a neat area. So what you just went through, you sort of went through without any specific reference to the general interest things that are there. But what specifically now, if I said to you, Andy Caldwell at KUHL, make us a list. We have a national list of the top 10. Make us a list of the local or statewide issues that are hot buttons for the people listening to KUHL.
Well, I'll kind of combine two of them. One of them has to do with the presidential race, and the other one is our energy independence. We have actually been held hostage here on the Central Coast by radical environmentalists for 40-plus years, ever since the 1969 oil spill in the Santa Barbara Channel. Now, the bottom line is each and every year we have natural oil and gas seeps that spew the equivalent of that 1969 spill into our water and our air every single year. But the fact of the matter is we have had ongoing oil production both onshore and offshore for the last 100 years, but there's a whole lot more oil out there. We have literally billions of barrels of oil off our coast and billions more onshore, and we have trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. So when we hear President or Governor Romney speak about energy dependence and opening up the American resources, we see economic recovery on the horizon. But if Barack Obama is reelected, he will defer to people like Feinstein and Boxer and keep any new offshore drilling off limits. And in the meantime, we're spewing oil into our water and greenhouse gases into the air each and every day through via natural seeps.
Wow. So that's pretty damning, isn't it, huh?
Well, it is. I've been out there. It feels like the equivalent of being in a locked garage with the engine running. It is that potent. It is the largest source of emissions in our region.
So this is the kind of thing that you got started on? Is this what you got when you first started doing this radio program? Is this the kind of thing that your audience was interested in?
Absolutely, because one of the things that people don't understand about California, and we believe this is true of the national economy as well to some degree, is taxes are not the biggest impediment to economic recovery. It's regulations.
Yeah, it really is.
So, for instance, that if you do the math, a billion barrels of oil is worth $100 billion to our regional economy.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the oil's there, that we can't get to it because they won't allow any new drilling. And we don't even need any new infrastructure because you can do slant drilling from existing platforms or even slant drilling from onshore, and we already have the infrastructure to process it. So all what it would do is it's kind of like switching the straw from one area of your cup to another. But you don't need a new cup and you don't need a new straw. And literally we could solve part of our high energy costs and the foreign trade deficit and a whole lot, and clean up the water and the air at the same time, because the more we drill, the less natural seeps are occurring.
Right. What an interesting way of putting this forth, and I'm betting your local audience really reacts to this. It does affect them. It affects the state of California. It's really affecting all those. There are some who suggest we ought not to do any of this now. Some of the supporters of Mr. Obama would say, well, the reason he's doing it is because really deeply down, he's decided it's better for us to use the oil from the Middle East and elsewhere, deplete that. When it's all gone, we'll still have our own sources.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, but but it's put forth. You know that. It's put forth from. And that's really what makes for an excellent conversation. A little speculation here and there is kind of fun. You all, whether it's a local issue or a national issue, people kind of go off the deep end sometimes, and it makes for kind of entertaining conversation. I'm not one of those who believes that everything has to be the truth and factual conversation that you have with your friends over dinner or some restaurant or something, it's not always, there's no fact checker there. It's just a conversation about things that are going on. It becomes patently absurd, and I wonder, in California, certainly you have all kinds of regulators and regulations and things. You'll get a kick out of this. I wonder if it's happened up where you are. I got a bill yesterday from the fire department of the city of Los Angeles for $80 or something. They came into areas of the canyon, which is what basically the PCH is, to inspect to see if you have any thing that would burn at your house. Now, to do that, they charge you $80, and the woman called me up and said, why haven't you paid your bill? I said, I have no intention of paying my bill. She said, it's going to affect your credit. I said, I don't care. I'm not paying $80 for some fool to come look at my house, which is made out of wood, and wonder whether it'll burn if there's any fire that comes down the canyon. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that California is so well known for, and it drives everybody nuts. And these people have the balsam and apparently the ability to get away with this stuff, Andy.
And of course, to add insult to injury, if you tried to clear brush to minimize the fire danger, you'd be in violation of some environmentally sensitive habitat overlay.
Yeah, right. It is craziness. So I just am not going to pay the bill. Period. End of story. Andy Caldwell is here from AM 1440 KUHL, the information station in Santa Maria, California. He's our special feature talk radio host of the week. We'll continue with Andy in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Back in the Countdown Arena with Andy Caldwell, joining us as our talk radio host this week from AM 1440 in Santa Maria, California. The information station is KUHLE, hosts the Andy Caldwell program every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the radio station. So we've gone through some of the local issues, statewide issues. Let's talk about our charts for the week and the things that may be turning your audience on. Is the presidential race, as with most everybody else, whether it's local or national, a subject matter, or are you talking about some of the ancillary things like California is still kind of, their polls will be open when on the East Coast some TV guy is going to start clucking about who's ahead, and does that affect the results and who goes to the polls in California?
Well, historically it has, unfortunately. However, I do believe there's enough on the California ballot that people will show up because of that, and hopefully they'll mark the rest of it while they're there.
All right, so how do you deal? That's a great point. Let me have you extol or elaborate a little bit on the issues. There are a number of propositions that most of my friends in California say they have a hard time understanding. Do you go through each issue and explain in layman's terms what they're about? And do you tell your audience whether you'd vote for them or not?
Absolutely, because the California process is literally corrupt. I mean, they will intentionally deceive the voters by naming a proposition in such a way as it leads the voters in a direction that is, in some cases, in the direct opposite direction
right.
that the
farmer
that
leads them. That farmer thing is an example of that. I can't believe that anybody who thinks that this is going to benefit farmers if it's sponsored by Monsanto, and that's the ads they say at the end, sponsored by Monsanto, Dow, and whoever else. How do you figure farmers are going to benefit? Monsanto is basically the farmer's enemy.
Well, the bottom line here is we, for instance, we grow specialty crops here on the Central Coast. We don't grow wheat and corn or cotton.
Right.
We grow some 60 to 70 different crops. And the question is well, who knows where the seeds originally came from in terms of were they genetically engineered?
Yeah.
We believe that farmers that are cutting down on water use, pesticide use, herbicide use, and are growing more bountiful crops is a good thing.
Absolutely, it is. It's a wonderful thing. And that's a good conversation in and of itself. Your audience agree with you most of the time. Do you find that people are attracted to you because they agree with you or just because you are intelligent and you make sense?
I would say those two reasons, and some of them because they, I get their blood pressure up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all three reasons. One of the things that we're really concerned about is this issue of what's been happening with the Middle East and
Benghazi and the continuing different stories that are true or not true. Is that
right?
Can you?
You know, I look at Fort Hood as a microcosm. You know, the bottom line here, to call that workplace violence is akin to saying that what happened in Benghazi was started as a result of a video.
Right.
The bottom line is we're not being told the truth about what's going on here, and that's a dangerous place for a country to be when somebody's declared war on you.
Well, there are a lot of there's that, and then there's the responsibility quotient for organizing or running things. And I mean, what happens is people vent through programs like yours, but then something doesn't get done, you know, unless you vote somebody in or out. And in California, the leader, the occupier, current occupier of the White House is the leader in the polls in California, right?
Right. California doesn't have much hope to affect Romney win just because of the way things are. You have the Bay Area is comprised of progressive elites, and Los Angeles is a third world country, and the rest of the state's held hostage because
right.
those two areas dominate state politics.
Yeah. Go down a little further south to Orange County, you'll find a little difference
right
down there. But the L.A. County voter is, well, I mean, I live in Santa Monica part of the time, so I certainly am familiar with how...
The People's Republic.
Exactly, right. It shakes out. It's a great place. It's a great place until you have to pay your bills and understand the reality of the political sphere there. Andy, you're a very interesting fellow to chat with, and we got to a lot of different things, so we know more about you and about your station and about your take on things as it affects your audience. Our featured talk radio host this week has been Andy Caldwell from AM 1440 KUHL in Santa Maria, California. Thank you, Andy, for being here on our talk radio countdown.
Well, thank you very much.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Michael Levine is here from Beverly Hills, California. He runs LCO, Levine Communication Office, online. It's lcoonline.com. He is extremely experienced for decades. He's been a PR person for a lot of the big names in Hollywood. He's written a number of books. So when it comes to the way things get twisted and turned in the wind, he's got a pretty good, your finger's on the pulse. My father used to say that. So let's talk about Donald Trump and his bombshell, emphasis on the bomb. Some people think he's just crazy. Is he crazy like a fox?
Well, I think he's irrelevant. He's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man who 30 years ago would have been relegated to what your father would have referred to as a jerk.
Meshuggah, as an expression, Jewish expression.
What'd you say?
There's a Jewish expression, Meshuggah.
Yeah,
something close to that. He's a little Meshuggah.
But the in the world in which we live today, he's a reality show star. So we have taken, it's like the Barnum and Bailey circus that we used to enjoy in our large arenas once a year as it came through big cities, is now a move to reality television, and that is the new form of entertainment. But he's an embarrassment. He's a silly, outrageous goofball who has no place in
But yet the news media runs to his side when he says, I have an announcement to make Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock.
Right.
They run. They don't walk. They run
exactly
to him.
So, now, by the way, liberals have their crazies as well. So
who would name one? I'm not. I don't know that they're on. I'm just kidding. I remember Mr. Wiener. He was crazy for another reason. But is there somebody who grandstands all the time.
Well, in terms of circus show, and by the way, I like her very much personally. Gloria Allred, I think, falls into that category of sideshow as well.
Yeah, she is. She's a friend, but she's fun, actually. All right, so Trump is front. Take it for what it is, and you move on. I heard some of these news talk hosts say, do you believe what Donald Trump? Of course. He's out there to promote himself, his name, his image.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing any positive. I don't think he's offering any value to his brand any longer by doing some of these crazy things.
You don't think it makes that one way or another people don't care? It's not, he'll spell my name right. You don't care what people say about you?
I think his time has come and gone as a newsmaker with any series.
So will that affect the success of The Apprentice?
Oh, I don't know. I think reality television enjoys that kind of sideshow.
Right. All right. Next, speaking of a sideshow, this is a real circus. This senatorial candidate named Murdoch comments on rape. I was wondering about image advice for him, i.e., make a statement and then shut up.
Yeah, apologize.
Well, he went too far, but it seems that some of these politicians are not being schooled. Weren't there people like you for a long time that were helping these people craft their image and help them understand what to say and what not to say and why to say it and why not to say it?
God, Doug, you would think so. Would you not? I mean, my goodness gracious, you would think so. But I guess senators think that they may be, that gravity doesn't pertain to them.
Well, gravity does pertain.
Yeah, exactly.
To them.
You know,
sure.
The rules of life, the rules of nature, are at play. If you say stupid stuff as a senator, you get in the same trouble as if you say stupid stuff as a non-senator.
Right. Stupid stuff is stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff is stupid stuff.
All right. The shootings in various states, you name it, we've had a shooting there in the last month or two or three. How does the state tourist department rebuild? How do they approach when there's a shooting in California, for example, where you live? Does it affect people coming to the state?
Oh, I don't think it does so much in large states. I think in smaller states it might, you know, when there's a shooting perhaps in Rhode Island or smaller states.
Yeah, but, South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't think that in the large states it has much impact. You know, the state is too vast. There's Southern California, Northern California, so I don't think so. But in the smaller states, it doesn't. Look, it is the first obligation of all government to protect its citizens. So if government doesn't do that effectively, all of the other kooky things that government has chosen to do, like have garlic festivals all over the world and enforce non-smoking ordinances, becomes rather inane.
Michael Levine, who's never inane, author of a number of books from the LCO online office, Levine Communication in Los Angeles, also the editor of the LBN eLert. Go to lbnealert.com. Check out today's news from pretty much every aspect of what's going on in the world. Michael Levine here with us on the Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.